This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. It seems that we usually talk about bad news on this program, low scores, crime, political mischief, but not today. Today is good news. In Albuquerque, so far this year, the statistics show that auto theft and property crimes are lessening. Good news indeed. On the other hand, homicides are getting ready to break records again for the second year. Not good news. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
The numbers calculated by the police department from January 1st through June 1st show that auto burglary is off 31%, auto theft down just under 16%, commercial and residential burglary off 16% and 6% respectively. That's great. But homicide is up 18%. Non-fatal shootings climbed 5%. But rape was down over 4%. Robbery dropped 31%. And aggravated assault fell 5.4%. Very good news. Even with the improvement, though, the National Crime Insurance Bureau ranked Albuquerque the worst in the nation for auto theft in 2017, just as it was in 2016. But while the nonviolent crime numbers are encouraging, the violent crime numbers, even with declines in rape and other categories, isn't. More after this. Last year, Albuquerque broke a 20-year record in homicides with 75 and is on pace this year to break that record. Some, we've heard, call Albuquerque the murder capital of the Southwest. And that doesn't help attract businesses, conventions, and tourists. But the declines in auto burglary and theft could help bring people in. While the numbers are encouraging on the most part, the APD said that they may not be perfect, since they are only reported when a police report has been completed, and sometimes those are rejected, so they don't get counted. One professor of applied research at UNM said that while certainly crime is down, it's premature to credit the police department. Paul Guerin told the Albuquerque Journal that police activity isn't the only factor and that crime is complex. He said that while the numbers show the city is going in the right direction, whether a trend or a blip isn't so certain. Professor Guerin's statement may seem like a dash of cold water on the good news coming from the APD, but it may not be. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
The police department in the last year recovered more than 2,000 stolen cars, made 394 arrests, including 24 using bait cars. If the 2,000 stolen vehicles is just some of those heisted, wow, that's a lot of cars. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.